We welcome you to Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com, senior writer John Osier. Here's how you can get in on the show today, at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier. Jags this week, of course, we'll hear from Blake Bortles coming up. The Jaguars quarterback with his Wednesday press conference. We'll carry that live in a little less than 10 minutes right here on Jaguars.com. Josh Evans, free safety, will join us live. And, of course, we'll talk about the upcoming game this Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, hey, it's the game to look ahead at. But let's look back for just a moment. The San Diego game was just had a little better feel offensively overall. Defensively, had a similar feel to weeks past.
And it's interesting. In covering the team, you get the feeling now that we're into a routine. You said we're going to talk to Blake Bortles in about 10 minutes. It really looked on Sunday like we're going to be talking to Blake Bortles at noon around here for a long, long time. And it's going to settle into a thing where he's the face of the team, he's the voice of the team. As he gets older, he will embrace that role more and really be the guy that it's building around. And we knew that before, but I think seeing him the other day in his first start, in his first thing with, you know, everything live going around, everything's real, he's got such poise. Mm-hmm. And he's got that quarterback thing that you look for that, you know, I don't think anybody who saw that game has any more doubts anymore that as he grows, as he matures into this, that it's going to be easier to build this thing around him, and he's just going to get better and better and better. The thing that everybody's talking about, and rightfully so, is the pocket presence.
Yeah.
You want to compare him to Andrew Luck, and Andrew Luck's maybe the best I've seen at a young age in terms of feeling the pocket. I'm not so sure he's very much better than Blake at it. Blake has a real sense for this and a real ability to keep his eyes downfield. That's the thing that I want out of a quarterback. It doesn't matter what I want. It's the thing everybody wants out of a quarterback. As long as you got that, then you can build an awful lot. You know, it's hard, despite the record, it's hard to look at Blake Bortles and not be excited about where it's going.
Not only the pocket presence, but when things break down in that pocket, he has the ability to get out of there and just make plays out of nowhere. There were a couple of instances of that. The Allen Hurns reception, he stepped left out of the rush and then threw the ball 40 yards down the field. And the other one
presence
to Clay Harbor was the 30-yard one where he goes out, he spins around. There's a balance, though.
Right.
There's a balance between being having that presence about you and then doing too much and making too many mistakes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't think the presence lead to the mistakes.
Right.
The presence, the impressive thing about his presence is he can see it going on around him, and he also has an ability, the fundamentals, if you will, to keep his body in line and his eyes with the ability to make plays off that presence. I think the mistakes have been very rookie-type things, and what you want to see is you want to see the mistake come up, you want to see it happen, and then you want to see him say, okay, I get it. I'm going to learn from that. It's not that he's never going to make it again, but it's not going to be a pattern. So far, there's nothing to indicate that any of the mistakes that he's made, any of the stuff that you don't want to see, is stuff that's not going to get ironed out over time. It's also important to remember, you know, you don't want to make excuses for him, but there's no Mercedes Lewis out there. Cecil's out the last half of the game the other day. There's no Marquise Lee. He's still working with a very limited number of weapons out there. And I think that's one reason in the second half why San Diego was sort of able to eliminate some of the things he was doing well. That happens. But overall, you know, you can't say it enough. For the first time in a long time, you look at the quarterback position around here and think, I can see that being good and developing for a long, long time. Can't be any more important statement than that.
J.P. Shadrick, John Osier, Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. We're awaiting the Blake Bortles Wednesday press conference. We'll carry that for you live. You mentioned one of the other big stories today, the wide receivers. Ace Sanders will be back on the practice field today for this team. It sounds like Cecil Shorts III will not go this Sunday this week with another hamstring issue. Marquise Lee might give it a go this week, too.
Right.
So the revolving door of receivers continues.
Well, and it really has been. Now you're to the point where it looks like Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns start. You know, fortunately for them, those guys have played enough where that doesn't really worry that those guys might be the starters. I mean,
yeah.
I think when you talk around here about, hey, you're going to roll Allen Hurns and Allen Robinson out, I think everybody sort of goes, that's right, and you move on. Now, you would like more depth. you would like to have your third and fourth guy out there, meaning Marquise and Cecil. But you get Ace back. I don't know how realistic it is to think Ace is going to play that many plays. Mm-hmm. But overall, I think you're okay with those first two guys. And then Clay Harbor came around the other day. It's not that bad offensively in terms of skill positions, although you're missing some guys you'd like to have, which I think bodes well. We just rattled off three or four rookies yeah. that you feel really good about. That's a good sign. They're going to make mistakes right now, but that's a good sign in terms of where they're building, where they're going offensively, and now maybe time to talk defense.
Yeah, let's well, talk about that right. defense. There's a lot to talk about on defense. Another change for the Jags this week. Winston Guy was cut after I think he had one play in that San mm-hmm. Diego game. It was a long touchdown that got past him. So he's gone, and the accountability, the trust, you hear those buzzwords throughout the week, earlier in the week from mm-hmm. head coach Gus Bradley again. It's just, it seems like the similar message to weeks past, but, you know, this is an offense in Pittsburgh that has the ability to make some big plays too.
It really does, and it's a balanced offense. They run the ball very well. Yeah. Le'Veon Bell playing very well, leading the league in rushing. But it's interesting that in his 10th or 11th year, Ben Roethlisberger still playing at a high level, still doing the things he likes to do, and now significant that he's got a go-to receiver who's playing as well as anybody in the league right now, Antonio Brown. It's a dangerous offense, but I don't get the sense that it's quite as dangerous as maybe San Diego. Okay. Phillip Rivers playing at an incredibly high level,
sure.
picking out everything. If you get pressure on Roethlisberger the same way you did against Rivers, it would seem on paper anyway and at first glance that you would have more success. So that's what you've got to do. As hard as Ben is to sack, and he's still very hard to sack, you've got to get the pressure. You've got to force a few mistakes. This team needs some breaks early. This team needs to go out here at Everbank on Sunday, maybe get a defensive touchdown, set it up the way you did against Philly, and get a lead. And I say that because there's a feeling, although the fans are upset about the double-digit losses, there's a feeling among the players, now that Blake's in there, now that they've seen some things happen in the first half, that they're getting closer. And you would like to see, for their sake, early on Sunday, if they have some things go their way, then all of a sudden that feeling that they're getting closer, they're looking around on the sideline saying, yes, yes it is.
You hear the rumbling behind us. Players are coming in. We'll walk through. Let's go inside the South locker room where Blake Bortles will address the media live on Jaguars.com.
Let's see what you got.
How happy were you with the third down production and the efficiency you guys had with that?
You know, I thought it was good. I thought, it's definitely a point of emphasis that we have and, you know, trying to establish who we are is be effective on third down. But I think being good on first and second down allowed us to get in those situations. I mean, we had like nine, third and one or fourth and one. So, I mean, that allowed us to be able to convert on third down when you're better on first and second down. But, I think that that conversion rate was good. And, you know, it's something that we got to continue to work on and try and achieve.
Is that a confidence booster going into your second start? Having over 60% on third down efficiency.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just something to build on. It's something to try and continue to keep up. And you know, we want to, you know, that's where we set the bar and continue to raise it.
What did the San Diego tape reveal for you?
I think things to learn from. Some mistakes. I think that that we moved the ball well. We did a lot of things well in the first half. You know, we moved the ball both, you know, on the ground and through the air, and then came out in the second half and had some key, you know, mistakes, you know, through two interceptions, had some mental errors and stuff like that. So, I mean, that can't happen. But it was some good stuff to learn from and take from it.
Gus said that there were some opportunities to go downfield. Is that an emphasis this week to maybe take those shots?
Not so much yet. You know, we definitely have some stuff in, just like we do every week. On trying to move the ball downfield, and if there was opportunities there that I missed or didn't see or whatever, those are just, you know, different examples of things to see and learn from and realize, you know, where you could have or should have gone with the ball.
What kind of challenges to Pittsburgh present? I mean, they do a lot of exotic looks.
They do. I think they're really good at what they do. Obviously, they do a bunch of different things. They got some veteran guys over there that have seen a lot of ball and have been around for a while. And, you know, I've seen just about everything. So, you know, I think they're solid in what they do. They're aggressive defense that goes after and attacks the ball. So, I mean, we're going to have to be sharp and exact on what we do.
Does it help having come off a 3-4 team to play another 3-4 team?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously there's a little carryover from what both of them do as far as, you know, lineup. You know, how they line up and formation-wise and stuff like that. So there's definitely some carryover that helps us out there.
What are some of the things that you either experienced or learned last week, whether it was during the week of preparation or on game day, that makes you better prepared or makes you feel like it would be better this week?
Mm-hmm. You know, I think for the most part, you know, last week was similar to the weeks before where I wasn't playing, you know, getting in there with Chad and watching film, doing all that stuff. But, I mean, I think during practice, you know, taking each rep, you know, kind of visualizing things and seeing it and really taking it from, you know, this is how it looked on film and how we think it's going to look, to taking it on the practice field and saying, okay, you know, this is how it should look, this is where the ball should be. And I think, you know, you're not going to get to throw every ball. You're not going to get to throw every rep in practice. And you know, when something happens in the game and it's not what you repped in practice, you got to be able to adjust and make the throw. So, I mean, I think that's something that was huge, just to pay attention to the whole picture rather than the you know, the one we're circling saying this is where we think it's going to happen.
He's back, but might not have Cecil or Marquise. How does this situation at wide receiver?
You know, I think they've done a great job all year of stepping up when one of them gets hurt. You know, I think that that you know, obviously having Ace back, you know, is a huge help, and we're excited for him. Excited to have him back out there this week practicing, and look forward to seeing what he can do. You know, I know for the rest of the guys, they're going to continue to step up and make plays. You know, like they've done all year when their number's been called.
You called your second half against the Colts average. You didn't feel like you really played that well against San Diego. What does a good performance look like then from your perspective?
You'll probably know, I guess, because there won't be any incompletions. And we'll score it on every drive. You know, I don't know. I think it's hard to sit there and, you know, I think when you grade yourself and say that was really good, I think you kind of get complacent and, you know, stop worrying about things you have to correct. You know, I think you constantly, you pay attention to the things you do well and you want to keep doing that. But, I think you have to be huge. You have to be your own worst critic and big on the mistakes you made, to try and eliminate those mistakes, to, you know, try and put together a good performance.
Hey, Blake, when was the first time you heard the Roethlisberger comparison?
A while ago. But I mean, like, he's won two Super Bowls and been in all kinds of Pro Bowls, and I played one game. So there's a big difference there. But I mean, he's definitely been somebody that has been fun to watch. You know, we have the same agent. You know, we've been in contact, we've thrown together, and you know, he's been somebody that's been a lot of fun to watch and talk to. And but I mean, I've heard that for a while.
Are you more comfortable this week, or is comfort not even really an issue? With the role, with being the guy.
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that's going to come throughout the process. You know, I feel that that each week, you know, I think we get better each and every week, and with that, everybody becomes more comfortable within the system, within their role. And you know, I think that's the biggest thing, is just understanding who we are and what our role is, and you know, becoming comfortable within that.
The mindset this week for this defensive group?
Just to go out there and finish. You know, we want to get off the field on third down, and we want to compete at a high level, and I think that's something that we need to find our way to get off the field.
Been a lot of changes in this group, changes in the starting lineup. You were inserted in the starting lineup. Winston's gone now. I mean, that's changes are going to happen when production's not there, right? And that's just accountability.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, man. And that's something you learn coming into this league, that they call it, you know, not for long. So you want to take advantage of the opportunity, because you never know, you know, what can happen.
This defense this week is facing off against another really powerful offense. The Pittsburgh offense has a lot of weapons. mm-hmm. You know, they can pound it out on the ground. Le'Veon Bell is one of the leading rushers in the league, and Brown has had a great season receiving. Some different challenges this week as opposed to last week against San Diego. What are some of those?
I think we did pretty good last week versus the run. You know, our front seven played pretty well, and I think, you know, that'll carry on this week. You know, they got a pretty good running back, Le'Veon Bell, and you know, we got to stop him and eventually stop the passing game. And if we can find our way to stop that, I feel like we got a pretty good shot.
Josh Evans is with us, Jaguars free safety. Big plays have been a theme against you guys. And like you said, third down, a lot of those big plays have come. How do you fix that?
I mean, when you come in and you prepare yourself knowing that last week we got him about 3rd and 8s, 3rd and 9s, and that was pretty huge for us to get him in that type of situation. Now it's all about getting off the field in that situation. Now, if we can compete at a high level and work on our craft to figure out whether it's slants, routes, you know, comparing it to where how we play certain things, I think we'll, you know, get better at it and eventually find a way to get off the field on 3rd down.
It's week 5. I think a lot of fans feel lost, you know, like mm-hmm. this is a the season's going to be tough. That's not the feel here at all. There's a lot of football left this season and a chance to turn this thing around, right?
Yeah, that's why it's called Any Given Sunday. You never know how things can turn up, man. And I think we're in a good route. You know, Gus, man, he's a great guy. And his speeches every week is something that motivates us to go out there and play harder. And just like, you know, the fans feel that hurt, we feel that hurt too. And I think it's coming to a point now where we want to carry that over to the field to show everybody these emotions that we're going through with our first 4 games and to come out there and compete at a very high level on Sunday.
Let's talk about some of the guys on this defense. You know, it starts up front. The front four played pretty well this year, especially yeah. the interior, and it, a lot of new faces there from free agency and such. That's kind of where this thing begins. When you get a pass rush going, they've got to the quarterback a good bit this year. And take us through those guys. How does a front four like that help you guys in the back end?
It helps us a lot. You know, anytime they're playing well, it eliminates, you know, explosive runs up front for a middle field safety. You know, and it's split. It's tough tackling guys in open field in this league. And whenever they can help with pass rush or stopping the run, that gives us more opportunities, which is something we need to take advantage of getting the ball back. And these first 4 games, I would say they've been playing pretty well, definitely the last game.
Yeah, and linebackers have, you know, Paul Posluszny's there. He's playing through a leg thing. He's going to get on the field no matter what. He's the captain of the defense, yeah. but his leadership kind of trying to keep this unit together. How has Paul been this year?
Oh, Paul has been amazing, man. I mean, even meeting him last year, he's just a guy that's very competitive, and I'm glad to just even be playing with him. You know, his having him on the field motivates me to play even better. And having him as a leader of this defense, everybody's able to get lined up, you know, where you're at all times, and communication. And I think that's his biggest asset, far as like, okay, getting guys lined up and knowing where to go and anticipate certain calls.
Now, secondary, I mean, Gus said in his press conference on Monday that he wants defensive backs to challenge routes a little more.
Yeah.
What does that mean? And for your safety, obviously, it might be a little bit different, but yeah. Take us through that. How is that presented to you guys, and how do you go execute that?
I think that's just being a little more aggressive. You know, sometimes you might bail out a little bit when you should probably be pressing a guy, get hands on him. And I think the more aggressive our corners play, the better we'll play as a whole. And that's just everybody. You know, everybody could play or be a little more aggressive. But like you said, man, going back to 3rd down, you know, you want to be aggressive with these receivers in our scheme to eliminate an explosive play. Whether it's 3rd and 8, let's try to make that a, you know, a play to where we get them off the field and they probably catch a 2 or 3 yard route and get off the field. And I think that's, you know, the biggest thing right now with our corners.
Everybody says this is a young group. Do you feel young still, or do you feel like you've been in the league for a while?
I don't feel like, you know, it's young no more. Now, last year we were pretty young, but I think this going on our 2nd year, I feel like we've matured a lot as far as knowing how to anticipate certain things. And when you're out there, you can't consider yourself being young no more. I mean, you're playing against grown men out there, so you got to compete. And I feel like we've grown so much, me and Sip, on the back end. There's things we might have struggled with last year that we're starting to see better now, and it's helped us so much.
Josh Evans is with us. Last couple of questions with you, Josh. You know, this is – it's not that far away from getting right, mm-hmm. is it? It doesn't feel like it's that far. It might at times feel like yeah. it's far away, but it's really not as far as everybody thinks, right?
No, it's a long season, man. That's what people fail to realize, to not put your head down. You know, hold your head up high and finish. We got – a lot of more football here to go in Jacksonville, and I think people eventually see that, you know, we do take pride in what we do, and we want to finish, and we want to get victory.
What's going to happen this week against the Pittsburgh Steelers? How is this unit going to play this week, you think?
I think everybody on this team right now has a chip on their shoulder, you know, from, like I said, the first 4 weeks. And I think we're going to go out there and really give it, you know, our all out there for our fans and for the people here in this staff. And I think we're going to play extremely well and look to get victory.
Well done, Josh Evans. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck to you.
All right.
There he is, Josh Evans, Jaguars free safety, joining us. Join us for Jaguars Radio Thursday night on 1010XL, the Gus Bradley Show, 6 to 7 p.m. Gus Bradley and Jeff Lagerman, the host. And then Jaguars Thursday, 7 to 8, with myself, Tony Baselli, and Jeff Lagerman. That's Thursday on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Here's the schedule for the rest of the day on Jaguars.com. A little later, you will have the entire Blake Bortles press conference archived. Gus Bradley speaks to the media after practice today. We'll have Inside the Jaguars right after practice as well to recap all that's happened on the practice field today. We'll have some locker room sound. Brian Sexton in there now with Dave DeCandis getting that done. We'll have that archived a little bit later as well. So a lot to get to today. It's always a busy Wednesday when we look forward to the next week's game and, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers coming here on Sunday. That will do it for Jaguars.com Live presented by EverBank. Our thanks to John Osier. Our thanks to Blake Bortles and the PR staff for that press conference. Josh Evans joining us here on set. For everyone involved, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live.